come on down to your local Kmart, where back-to-school savings have been extended through September. And while you're there, pick up a shortwave radio so you can listen to KMRT, the only official Kmart radio station on shortwave.
Kmart is the saving place.
I wanted 5% off my back-to-school layaway items, and they said yes. I'm the queen of layaway!
Hey, Your Highness, we're holding up the line.
5% off back-to-school layaway at Kmart.
The best to you from Kmart Radio. Kmart.
Every person you can know, and every place that you can go, and anything that you can show, you know they're nouns. A noun's a special kind of word. It's any name you ever heard. I find it quite interesting. A noun's a person, place, or thing. Oh, I took a train to another state. The flora and the fauna that I saw were really great. Saw some bandits chasing the train. I was wishing I was back home again. I took a train to another state. Well,
Well, every person you can know,
like a bandit or an engineer,
and every place that you can go,
like a state
or a home, and anything that you can show,
like animals and plants or a train,
you know their nouns, you know their nouns. Oh, Mrs. Jones is a lady on Hudson Street. She sent her dog to bark at my brother and me. We gave her dog a big fat bone, and now he barks at Mrs. Jones. She's a lady who lives on Hudson Street. Well, every person you can know,
Mrs. Jones, a lady or a brother,
and every place that you can go,
like a street or a corner,
and anything that you can show,
like a dog or a bone,
you know their nouns, you know their nouns. Oh, I took a ferry to the Statue of Liberty. My best friend was waiting there for me.
He took an early ferry,
went for a walk on the island, you know, and in the middle of summer it started to snow, and I took a ferry to the Statue of Liberty. Well, every person you can know,
like a friend or the captain of a ship,
and every place that you can go,
an island or a sea,
and anything that you can show,
like a statue, a ferry, or snow,
you know their nouns, you know their nouns. Oh, I put a dime in the drugstore record machine. Oldie Goldie started playing, if you know what I mean. I heard Chubby Checker, he was doing the twist, and the Beatles and the Monkees, it goes like this. I put a dime in the drugstore record machine. Well, every person you can know,
the Beatles and the Monkees, Chubby Checker,
every place that you can go,
like a neighborhood or a store,
and anything that you can show,
like a dime or a record machine,
you know their nouns. A noun's a special kind of word, it's any name you ever heard. I find it quite interesting. A noun's a person, place, or thing. A noun is a person, place, or thing.
It's the Back to School Special on KMRT.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dad.
Look what your dad got you. Cool, right? Huh?
Those sweaters?
They are huge in Sweden.
Thanks, Dad.
Backpacks your kids will really love. All 30 to 40% off. No one gets back to school like Kmart.
They got ranges, heaters, power tools. They got TV, toasters, wading pools. They got hi-fi hammers, hoses, rakes. They got all the very finest makes.
Stop and shop at Kmart. Get the best in name brand merchandise. They guarantee the quality and discount the price.
They got washers, dryers, bassinets. They got sprinklers, toasters, wire nets. They got broilers, records, vacuum cleaners, barbecues to roast your wieners, ranges, heaters, power tools. They got TV, toasters, waiting.
The best to you from Kmart Radio. KMRT.
Go! Kmart, our blue lights lower prices every day. Down to Kmart for low prices. That's Blue Light Always.
Imaginary Stations, it's the Kmart Back to School Special on KMRT.
I'll take anything. To thoroughly investigate the activity of an independent radio station, we must listen hour after hour for a few days or a week and devise a sort of program guide that indicates what content is broadcast at what time. This aspect of the thesis will determine the difference between rigorous and amateurish work, the length of each program, and the ratio of music to talk. With a tape recorder and pencil in hand, you will be able to draw many more conclusions through systematic listening than from your interviews with station managers. Sometimes even a simple comparison of commercial sponsors, the ratios between restaurants, cinemas, publishers, etc., can clarify the obscure financing sources of a given station. If there are debates, the schedule should indicate the topics, participants, and so on. You must also consider what the station broadcasts at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. If you are investigating many stations, your listening protocol should take one of the following two approaches. The first is to listen to all the stations simultaneously for 1 week. You can do this by organizing a group of researchers, each one listening to a different station simultaneously. This is the most rigorous solution because you will be able to compare the various radio stations during the same period.
Calling all seekers! Calling all seekers! We know you want the best for your mind, and at Lighthouse Coastal Academy, you will receive the best of the best instructors and teachers gathered from all points across Erie Lake Country. The educational philosophy itself is built upon the best tenets from Waldorf Montessori, alongside access to the traditional instruction from many of the technical guilds and arts and crafts societies within our web room. The Lighthouse Coastal Academy is built around core principles of love, work, and wisdom. We seek to develop these capacities for all who journey to our halls. Though there are many courses and preset learning spirals available for the seekers to choose from, it is our evolving self-designed curriculum that remains the most popular. We realize that each seeker is on an individual journey, and we excel by helping them excel. Our decentralized network of mentors and teachers are there to act as guides and resources on a flow through an ecological web of learning and knowledge. Our classes take place in the library, in the laboratory, and in the living world. We believe that education should never be separated from useful creative work, and our work-study program ensures students get dirt under their fingernails. The story behind the Lighthouse Coastal Academy is one of reclamation. The town of Vermilion wanted to do something with its decaying lighthouse. There was also an old abandoned hotel on an adjacent property called the Captain's Bell. Once destination spots drew tourists to the area, the Captain's Bell and lighthouse had fallen into disrepair and decay. So, town leaders decided to turn these properties into a college. The first wave of teachers and seekers helped fix up the buildings. They attended classes in rooms filled with leftover hotel furniture. Anything else they needed, they built out of materials taken from the bin. In time, the lighthouse was restored and its lamp was relit. Since then, the lamp of knowledge has become a beacon, drawing seekers from all around the Lake Countries and beyond. It's not just all work and study at our school. We have numerous activities, including three-sided football, hiking and canoeing clubs, and more. Our media laboratories are also known throughout the Lake Countries, and students have full open access to our campus recording studios. The AM, FM, and shortwave stations all operate under the prestigious WLCA call sign. And for the writers and graphic designers among you, we have our newspaper, The Weekly Beacon. We also have a genre-focused literary magazine, Eerie Tales, that keeps seekers active in the weird world of imagination. Take a spiral ride with the Lighthouse Coastal Academy into the realm of love, work, and wisdom. For more information, a full course catalog, campus maps, and teacher directory, send us a letter, radiogram request, or for those with telephone service, call our offices at 1-888-555-CSTL. That's 1-888-555-CSTL. 855-2785. This message has been brought to you by the WLCA League of Radio Journalists. Thank you.
Your other choice is to listen to the stations sequentially, one station per week. This will require hard work, and you must proceed directly from one station to the next so that the listening period is consistent. The total listening time for all stations should not exceed 6 months or a year at most, since changes are fast and frequent in this sector, and since it would make no sense to compare programs of Radio Beta in January with those of Radio Aurora in August. You will not be able to present all of the data you have collected, but you can include meaningful examples, commentary on the music, witty debate remarks, particular styles of news delivery that define the artistic, linguistic, and ideological profile of the station you are scrutinizing. It may help to consult the models for radio and TV listening protocols developed over some years by the ARCI Bologna, in which listeners determine the duration of news presentation, the recurrence of certain terms, and so on. Once you have completed this investigation for various radio stations, you could compare your data. For example, you could compare the manner in which two or more radio stations introduced the same song or presented a recent event. You could also compare state-owned radio stations to those of independent stations, noting differences in the ratios of music to speech, news to entertainment, programs to commercials, classical to pop music, Italian to foreign music, traditional pop music to youth-oriented pop music, and so on. The only condition is that you must not follow impressions or make imprudent conclusions, such as, at noon, a particular radio station broadcast pop music and a Pan-American commercial, so the station must be pro-American. When you have compiled the data from three sources outlined previously, there is still much left to do. For example, you can do the following. 1. Establish the size of each station's audience. Unfortunately, there are no official ratings data, and you cannot trust the station manager's figures. The only alternative is a random sample telephone survey in which you ask participants to which stations they listen. This is the method followed by RAI, Italy's national broadcasting company, but it requires an organization that is both specialized and expensive. This is a good example of the difficulty involved in a scientific treatment of a contemporary topical phenomenon. You cannot rely on personal impressions and conclude, for example, that the majority of listeners choose Radio Delta simply because this station is popular among four or five of your friends. Perhaps a thesis on a subject like Roman history might be a better choice after all, and it will certainly pose fewer research problems. 2. Search newspapers and magazines for mentions of the stations you are scrutinizing. Record any opinions of the stations that you find, and describe any controversies. 3. Record the specific laws relevant to the station's operations and explain how various stations follow or elude them. Describe the legal issues that arise. Document the relevant positions of the political parties on the stations you are scrutinizing and on free radio stations in general. 4. Attempt to establish comparative tables of commercial fees. The managers may not disclose these, or they may provide erroneous data, but you may be able to gather the data elsewhere. For example, if Radio Delta broadcasts advertisements for a particular restaurant, you may be able to solicit data from the restaurant owner. 5. Record specifically how different radio stations cover a specific event. For example, the Italian national elections of June 1976 would have provided a perfect opportunity for this part of the project. 6. Analyze the linguistic style of the broadcasters. The ways that they imitate American DJs or public radio hosts, their use of the terminology of specific political groups, their use of dialects, etc. 7. Analyze the influence that free radio programs have had on certain public radio programs. Compare the nature of the programming, the linguistic usage, etc. 8. Thoroughly collect and catalog the opinions that jurists, political leaders, and other public figures express about the stations you are scrutinizing. Remember that 3 opinions are only enough for a newspaper article, and that a thorough investigation may require 100. And finally, 9. Collect the existing bibliography on the subject of free radio stations. Collect everything from books and journal articles on analogous experiments in other countries to the articles in the most remote local newspapers or smallest Italian magazines, so that you assemble the most complete bibliography possible.
Yeah. One Deck Paint presents
A Cleaner Required to Aisle 5, please.
Thank you.
Make a mad dash over to our electronics department and check out our sizzling summer clearance prices on selected TVs, VCRs, camcorders, microwave ovens, stereos, typewriters, and Nintendo game cartridges. And right now, you can get 50% off an extended warranty when you purchase any electronics clearance item. Take advantage of sensational savings today, because the Great Summer Clearance Sale ends Saturday.
Sweet grace for it. Hello, shoppers. For men's rugged and durable outdoor boots, visit our shoe department, where you'll find the most popular styles in men's outdoor boots. Whatever the activity, there's a boot for you. Shop Kmart, the saving place.
The best to you.